Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, it's been a while since we looked at the economy of our nearest neighbour, but it's high time we did. Recently, a British newspaper claimed that the country was close to an IMF bailout. Whether that's true or not, the UK does seem to be in a financial hole. To shed some light on this, we go to our go-to guy on these matters, who is renowned UK economist with the Sunday Times, David Smith. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Bobby. Nice to talk to you.
Now, David, I think as I read your piece last week, you said strongly in your opinion that it wasn't like 1976 when the IMF, the UK had an IMF bailout, and you basically said, oh no, not that old chestnut again. Is this something that comes up to kind of scare people or to bring a kind of severity to how serious the scenario is? Or is there some real financial problems here that could merit bringing the IMF into the UK?
Yeah, I mean, 1976 and the IMF bailout is one of those things that does come up from time to time. And of course, most of the people who write about this weren't around at the time. You know, it's nearly half a century ago. So I was, and I know it's different. You know, the circumstances then. You know, you have to think about what the IMF can do, which is you know, in the 76 rescue was all about the balance of payments. You know, we had a big balance of payments deficit. We'd borrowed from other countries. This was in the infancy of the floating exchange rate era. So we, you know, not long we'd come off fixed exchange rates, and people were a bit unsure about how you should respond to a big balance of payments deficit. We needed the IMF to help out to cope with that, and in practice, as you know, it mainly involved a loan from the U.S. Treasury.
Yeah.
But the circumstances now are difficult, but they're different, you know, very different. And you know, people say, well, you know, you look at the market for UK government bonds for gilts, the yields are very high, highest among major countries. Our inflation rate is high. This government is still struggling to get to grips with the budget deficit. So isn't that similar? Well, it's not. And the government is still able to sell its debt. Had a couple of recent debt auctions, gilt auctions. So it's different. It's difficult, but different, I think.
Okay. And well, let's take that at face value, and then maybe let's look at the current challenges. The fiscal shortfall is in the region of 50 billion. How do you think that's going to be plugged? Because the couple of initiatives from the Labour government seem to have backfired.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I would be surprised, Bobby, if it was as big as 50 billion. I mean, one of our economic think tanks, the National Institute, has suggested a figure of that sort. But already the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has played that down, as have Treasury officials I've spoken to. So they will be surprised if it was much more than half of that. But, you know, the problem, you've encapsulated that in your question, that how do you deal with it? Last year's budget in October was supposed to be the big budget of this, the big tax raising budget of this parliament. To come along with another one would be, you know, would be more than unfortunate. The government has tried to cut welfare. It's tried to cut some payments, the winter fuel payments to pensioners. Both of those backfired and have been reversed. So I think the crisis as it exists is one where the government finds it difficult to restrain spending, and there aren't that many more taxes you can raise without breaking all their manifesto commitments. So it's a problem. It's a real problem. It's a real dilemma, I think, for the government.
And there has been, I suppose, political instability coupled with a financial pressures, let's call it, rather than a crisis,
tend to
accelerate things. And Keir Starmer's government, you know, has been relatively shaky of late.
It has been shaky, yeah. Now, you know, I don't know how much you would want to follow the machinations of government. We tend not to do so when it's other countries. You know, so France has got a real political problem at the moment, but
they've also got a fiscal one that's probably greater than the UK.
Yeah. We tend not to deal with the details of the personnel, but the personnel are quite interesting in the UK. So at the start of the week, a few days ago, the reset was announced, and Keir Starmer, Prime Minister, brought in some economic expertise into Downing Street, into 10 Downing Street, because there is no doubt that's been his weakness. He doesn't have a particularly strong economic view. He didn't have strong economic advice. That was supposed to be the reset. And then we had this issue, as you say, I think all countries, including yours, have issues like this, where a senior minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, hadn't paid enough tax on a house purchase. She was forced to resign on Friday, so he turned that into a big reshuffle. And I think that was quite a smart move. I think he was thinking of something like that anyway. But this is kind of a proper reset of government. Some interesting personnel change. We've got a new Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper. Somebody who's regarded as tough has been put in charge of the Home Office. And the big problem for this government, apart from the economic problem, is how to deal with illegal immigration. And she is regarded as quite Shana Mahmood is regarded as quite a tough character on that. So it could be a good thing in the end, but it looks like chaos. And things have certainly not settled down post-summer, as far as UK politics are concerned.
And then looking forward, I suppose, fiscally to the end of the year, what do you see happening next?
Well, to the end of the year, there's a question now, I think, about whether the Bank of England is able to cut interest rates anymore. It's done so five times from the peak it had. Can it do so again before the end of the year, given that inflation is already nearly 4% and will probably go above 4%? In the next couple of months. But on November the 26th, we've got the budget, a long run into this budget, so we'll get lots of tax speculation in that period. And I think it's a tricky one. I mean, over the next few weeks, I'm writing in the Sunday Times tomorrow, Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, is aiming to persuade the fiscal watchdog, the Office for Budget Responsibility, not to revise down its forecasts for growth. And she'll say we're doing lots of positive things for growth. We've got trade deals. We're spending more on infrastructure, on capital spending, and all those things. And also, she has to convince the market. So we're still very unsure about the UK's fiscal position. So in the run up to the budget on November the 26th, I say a long run in. It's going to be quite an interesting time, I think. I don't know if it was quite as interesting as the last few days, but there's been plenty to write about.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk again about it then, David. And thanks for joining us. We appreciate your analysis, as always.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Cheers.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.